Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sue Barnes up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, we're going to talk about the Audubon County Players, and usually we don't do this until, I think, closer to March, but we're doing this for a very special reason because you've already picked out your play and it's time to cast the characters.
Yes, it is, and it's not just the characters that we need. We need all kinds. And if you would give me a minute, I would go into detail on that.
All right, you bet.
We need people who can help us move our stage from our storage area out to the Agri Hall and help us build our stage. And I've never talked to anybody who has been out there helping build who is not fascinated by the process that we go through to build that stage from the floor up. You have no idea when you go in to see the play what goes on behind stage. So we need people to help move things. We need painters. We need carpenters. We need anybody who's got any construction ability at all or doesn't have but would like to learn and has a hammer that they know which end to use, and then we'll train.
All right. You don't have to be a skilled carpenter. You need a few of those, but if you have some other folks who'd like to learn and see that background, and you're right, so much, Sue, in a lot of things, we just go, we appreciate them, but we have no idea of all the work and effort.
Right.
So
our effort is to get people to help. If you don't want to be on stage, that doesn't mean you can't help us.
You bet. And be a part of, I know, a really fun group. I know you guys have a great time.
We certainly do.
So
if you stop laughing once in a while, we get a lot more done.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that's internal jogging. That's really healthy when you do a lot of laughing.
Right.
Yes.
And you get to meet people that you would never, ever have a chance to associate with. And sometimes they become lifelong friends.
You bet.
And that's really great, especially for people maybe who are newcomers in town that don't know too many people. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to know a great bunch of people.
Good. And then I think of some folks who maybe did plays, did theater in another place or in high school, and they didn't even know there was an opportunity in our local area to do this.
That's very true.
And you've been doing this.
Their talent, too.
Yes. Yeah, and you've been doing this. Audubon County Players have been around for quite a long time.
About 35 years,
wow,
if my memory goes.
That is amazing. You know, when you look around the state, there are not that many smaller towns that have a theater group.
Well, I think in Iowa we are probably the longest continuously running theater.
Wow.
That exists until today.
That is amazing.
It really is, and we're very proud of that fact.
You bet. So let's talk about, you have, in addition to that helping build and so on, you do need some people who are wanting to be on stage, and you have some tryouts coming up.
Yes, we do. Tryouts are going to be here at my house in Audubon on Davenport Street. 212 to be exact, and we're holding those Monday the 3rd of November and the 6th of November. That's a Monday night and a Thursday night.
Okay, and what time?
At 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And it's kind of a come-and-go thing. You come and go, and we talk to you about the play, and if you're interested in a part that's got a lot of lines, or if you're interested, we have several parts that have no lines at all.
Mm.
Walk on, you're there, but you're not really there.
All right, interesting. So maybe we should talk just a little bit about this production in terms of a little background, Pistols and Posies.
That's right. And the theme is set in the 1930s, Prohibition, and we have two rival bootleggers. One is female, and she's a very, very pushy lady, I should say, and a male who has been lying to his wife that he's going to get out of that business and start a flower shop.
Oh, interesting.
All the gangsters in the play, of course, carry pistols, and he wants to do a posy shop, so hence the name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a very, very funny play. The gentleman has a wife, as I mentioned, and two daughters who have love interests in the play, and he's been lying to all of the family about his business, but his possible son-in-laws are interested in getting into the family business, so they don't want him to quit his bootlegging, and it's really a very good comedy.
And you know, when you say that, I'm thinking, that's sort of like life. There's always somebody kind of pulling in the opposite direction of what you think should be the thing that's done. Well, a good play is based on things that happen in life, plus a lot of extra pluses, right. I think, when you're saying it's a comedy. Right. But there's comedy in real life, too. So you bring it all together in this one, Pistols and Posies. So how many characters are there?
There are 18.
Wow.
Altogether. Some of the parts could be either male or female, and those are some of the gangsters' buddies could be either male or female. We're hoping to find two interested women who'd like to be the gangster, the lady gangsters, thugs.
Wow.
And then the gentleman gangster has his posse of thugs.
All right.
So
sounds really
good. It's a good cast.
And people of all ages, are there any youth parts? I mean, like kid parts?
Not below high school age.
Okay.
We kind of avoid that because those kids get an opportunity to perform in high school. And we've had several return after they've finished school and come back and be in our performances, which
Good.
Is wonderful.
Good. Yes.
So
anybody,
some of those young people.
Yeah. And it could be somebody in high school, but I know that sometimes then the practices, you know, they're busy kids.
Interfere,
Yeah, and there are quite a few practices involved. When do you start practicing?
Well, we're going to start our first read-through on the 13th of November. And then on Monday the 17th, which is the following week, we will be actually starting rehearsals. And we'll be meeting out at Deb and John Kramer's garage, which is warm and dry and on one level and no stairs to have to climb. And it's a fantastic place for us to practice. We did most of our practicing last year out there, and it was wonderful.
Good.
And now, we'll be, I think we're going to go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday for rehearsals.
Okay. And I should add, when is the performance going to be?
It's the first weekend in March. I should look that
That's okay. We'll talk to you again before then.
Okay.
Just to remind folks that didn't want to be in, it didn't want to help, but they want to come and see and have a good dinner. So we'll talk again about that.
Okay.
So
we appreciate that.
Is this an unusually long amount of time to practice, or is this kind of what's common?
It's because of the fact we've got such a large cast. We wanted to make sure we could get all the parts filled. Normally, we don't have tryouts until between Christmas and New Year's. And then we start rehearsals right away after New Year's. But because of the fact that this is such a large cast, we kind of wanted those people to have extra chances to practice. Plus, last year, we had some problems with the weather. We missed a lot of practices last year because of bad weather. So we're hopeful that this year, if bad weather catches us, we've got long enough rehearsal time, we can get everybody comfortable with their parts.
A little precaution there.
And, definitely.
And does everybody have to come to every practice, or you kind of divide that out?
No. It's a three-act play, and some people are only in one act, some people are only in two acts. The main characters, of course, are in all three acts, and they would bear the brunt of the rehearsal time.
But I know you have some folks who have been in these often and look forward to this so much that they really want to be in every practice.
I have trouble being an assistant director because there's a couple of parts in this play that I would love to have because I think they are so funny and I think, I can tell somebody else how to do them. But I'll be sitting there on pins and needles if they don't do it exactly the way I would do.
Yes. And now you said you're the assistant director. Who's the director?
Deanna Hansel is our director. She and I did the play last year, Spirits, that we did last dinner theater. And this was a play that Deanna had chosen last year, and we couldn't get enough cast. So she decided if we tried early enough this year, we could get a full cast, and she wants to do it. And it is a delightful play. When I read it, I thought it was hilariously funny.
So you really recruit from a big area. You don't have to be in Audubon County. You don't have to be in Cass County. I know you have people come from quite a distance to
participate. We've got one lady who's been very active in the last couple of years who's from Irwin. We've got several people from Manning who have come. There's no limitation on it. If you are willing to make the drive, we are more than willing to have you come.
All right. So remind us again of the tryout times and place.
Tryouts are November 3rd and the 6th at 7 o'clock at 212 Davenport Street in Audubon.
All right. Well, it just sounds like such great fun, Sue. And remember that you can use other helpers, too. And so, Sue, do you want to give your phone number?
Area code 712-563-4400. 563-4472.
Okay, 563-4472. Call Sue if you'd like to be involved or you have a question.
And my answering machine is always
okay.
on. If I don't happen to be home, I will get back to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sue Barnes,
Thank
for visiting with us.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
You
the
bet. Till next time, here's a thought. We must see our own goodness, appreciate our assets and abilities.